And the Packers do play here on K107.1 all season long. Last night you heard a thrilling, actually more of a dominating, just pouncing of the Houston Texans by your beloved Green Bay Packers. The 42-24 victory. We bring in from CheeseheadTV.com Brian Caravu. And Brian, we talked a little bit about it on Friday. I was feeling pretty good about the Packers going in. Something about Sunday night. You said they had the best Sunday night record, I think, of all time. Is that right?
Yes, all time. History of the NFL.
But I didn't expect it to be such a thrashing where Aaron Rodgers would throw six touchdowns and the Packers' defense came to play, holding Arian Foster to under 30 yards rushing. Now that you've had kind of a night to sleep on it, Brian, what is your takeaway from the dominating performance? Packers going to Houston, knocking off an undefeated Texan team.
You just can't get a handle on what happens in the NFL. 1 week after the Packers blow an 18-point halftime lead to the lowly Indianapolis Colts. I don't know how lowly they'll be this season, but at least last year they were. Now they go on the road. They beat arguably one of the best teams in the NFL and the Houston Texans. You know, what can you say? The Packers dominated in pretty much all phases of the game last night and looked fantastic doing so.
I think we were talking too. I mean, yeah, I was hoping they would get the victory, and I said they'd get their victory, but for the most part, people were saying 2-4. So we're going to hit rock bottom Sunday night, and then we're going to go on from there with St. Louis, Jacksonville, Arizona coming up. But just because the Packers, and I think I saw A.J. Hawk say this after the game, just because the Packers beat Houston doesn't mean, you know, that St. Louis is a gimme or that Jacksonville's a gimme. This team has alternated wins and losses all year long so far. Can we expect this victory to get the Packers back on track like they played last year, or do we just not know what this team is going to bring us week in and week out?
You absolutely never know in the NFL. Now, certainly they can use it as kind of a jumping stone or whatever
sure.
The word is I'm looking for here. But I mean, a great victory last night. I mean, certainly something to build off of. Head coach Mike McCarthy talked in the post-game press conference last night about stacking success. This team has not won back-to-back wins yet this year. So they're looking to do that next week in the last of a three-game road trip at St. Louis.
Aaron Rodgers kind of shushing the critics a little bit after the game. It was nice to see him get back on track. Six touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, six touchdowns combined with zero turnovers. A scintillating performance, one of the best of his career. Career that's now had many good games, especially when you look upon his Super Bowl MVP and his regular season MVP year. You know, Aaron Rodgers was at his best last night, and in his post-game interview with NBC and the sideline reporter, the reporter asked, "What do you want to say to your critics?" And Aaron Rodgers just ended the interview by saying, "Shh."
Yeah, and that spark, I know Twitter Nation was geeking out about that one. That was kind of a cool moment there. The offense, besides Rodgers, the offensive line played fairly well. I thought Alex Green did a nice job stepping in. The receivers and Jones and Cobb and especially Nelson, they all played solid, obviously, 42 points. You look at the defensive side of the ball, B.J. Raji out coming into this game, but the Packers almost seemed to figure things out a little better with the run defense. What was the deal there?
Yeah, that might be the best part of the game. Maybe aside from Aaron Rodgers, he might have been the best with the six touchdown performance. But other than that, I mean, there was a lot of attention coming into the game on Texans running back Arian Foster. He's got a reputation now as being one of the best running backs in the NFL. And the Packers just absolutely stymied him. I think, you know, he ended with, let's see here, 17 carries for 29 yards. That's an average of 1.7 yards per carry. So, and the fact that the Packers did it without B.J. Raji is even more impressive. The front seven of the Packers really stepped up last night. Total team effort, linebackers and defensive line stuffing that run.
Now, as great as last night was, there were a few negatives and mainly injuries. You saw Chuck Woodson play a little outside linebacker at one point, I think. Nick Perry went down. DJ Smith went down. Sam Shields, cornerback, went down late in the game as well. Are we worried? Are these going to be severe injuries? What do we know before we hear from Mike McCarthy today?
Yeah, the extent of the injuries isn't, you know, quite known yet, but I know just reading the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning and their reporters, it kind of looks like the injuries to DJ Smith and Brandon Sane, the running back, might be the most serious. So, yeah, it could be a sign where they're out several weeks or perhaps even the year. Certainly that's not confirmed yet. When you're looking at the other injuries to Sam Shields and Nick Perry, kind of look like maybe not quite as serious. So that's where we're at right now. But, yeah, we're waiting for confirmation.
So we've experienced some of the lowest lows this season in our 3-3 record. We are having some pretty nice highs, especially after that Bears victory and after a victory here like today. Can you handle this for another 10 games? I mean, Brian, where do you think this Packer team's going to end up 6 games into the season? They're 3-3. They're in the thick of things. Kind of people want to say it feels like that 2010 season when we got hurt, started out 500. Do you think this team, after what you saw last night, can do it, can get that push in the playoffs and maybe further?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see this type of performance every game out of the Packers from here on out. I think they'll lose again at some point, but I mean, I think this is a team that will eventually kind of hit its stride. You know, the offense has been struggling. The defense has been struggling, but I think they're going to get better here as time goes on. They're just going to play more consistently, and this is going to be a team with a winning record and goes into the playoffs, and who knows, you know, like in 2010, if they start getting hot at the right time toward the end of the year, that can mean all the difference in the playoffs.
They have a chance to go 6-3 before their bye week. They got St. Louis, Jacksonville, Arizona coming up. They're going to need that week of rest because then they have a stretch of Detroit, New York Giants, Vikings, Detroit, and Chicago. If there's not a more important stretch of the season than that, I don't know what it is. So, Brian, you'll be with us along the rest of the way. Hopefully we can get that winning record. Hopefully we can get back into the playoffs. But last night, a great start back to the push for the postseason. Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks for joining us, man, and we'll talk to you again Friday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caribou again from CheeseheadTV.com.